Module E, Practice Paper 1, Ganging Up, Page 9. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Texts. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast. Ganging Up.
Hello, listeners. This is Mary Richards, and I'm here tonight with LAPD's Barnaby Jones, the city's number one expert on street gangs. Barnaby, welcome to California Community Radio, where we make sure Los Angelinos stay up to date and provide relevant information about a variety of important topics that affect your lives by bringing you short and to-the-point interviews with experts in the field. Good evening, Barnaby.
Good evening, Mary.
So, Barnaby, without delay, let's start with some definitions. Why don't you tell our listeners just what a street gang is?
Sure, Mary. The law enforcement definition of a street gang is a structured, cohesive group of individuals, usually between the ages of 11 and 25, who generally operate under some form of leadership while claiming a territory or turf as their own. Gang members wear distinctive clothing, have special street names and symbols, and commit both organized and spontaneous criminal acts within the community. In the United States, gang membership is on the rise, Mary, and violent crimes perpetrated by gang members are a major problem in large urban areas, such as here in Los Angeles. Gangs are becoming more violent and more sophisticated at the same time, often using computers and other technologies to commit their crimes.
Barnaby, we have all heard about these gangs, and some of our listeners have probably even seen them in action. What makes a person, a kid usually, decide to join a gang?
Of course, we cannot define all of the reasons why a child as young as 11 would want to join what is essentially a band of violent criminals. But sociologists and criminologists have put forward three main reasons to explain why people may turn to gang life. The first is just a simple case of boredom.
Boredom? Do you mean to say that not having anything to do can make you want to be a gang member?
In some cases, yes. We're talking about young people with nothing but time on their hands. That is, kids whose time is not filled by school, hobbies, sports, clubs, and other constructive activities. If a bored young man lives in a neighborhood where there are gangs, he may be tempted to join, just to have something to do. The second major reason is poverty and hopelessness. Sometimes the lure of making a lot of money, even if it's by selling drugs or committing other crimes, is just too great to resist, particularly for someone who's poor. There are places right here in our city where young people are convinced they have no hope of breaking the cycle of poverty they were born into. They know only suffering and see no way out of the life of poverty that their parents and grandparents have experienced. They don't believe that they have any chance of getting a decent education or a decent job, nor do they envision any way to get out of their neighborhoods. They look around, and gangs and crime and drugs are everywhere. In some cases, their own parents are addicts or criminals. They have no money, no family, no hope. A neighborhood gang can provide the money, take the place of the family they don't have, and give them a feeling of belonging.
But not everyone who is poor joins a street gang.
Of course not. And not everyone who is a member of a gang comes from a poor home or a depressed neighborhood. This is important to remember.
What about the third reason?
The third major reason for gang membership is peer pressure. Most gangs recruit teenagers who are at an age when they respond to peer pressure. If a young person lives in a neighborhood where other kids of his age join gangs, he may be worried about losing his friends if he doesn't join up as well.
Overall, how serious would you say America's gang problem is?
I'd have to say extremely serious. The latest statistics provided by the National Youth Gang Action Center reveal that there are over 25,000 gangs nationwide, with a total membership of over 600,000. It's also suggested that these figures may be conservative estimates because police departments and communities tend to underreport their gang problem. The total gang population of the United States may actually be between 850 and 950,000.
Can anyone join a gang?
Pretty much. The one basic requirement is loyalty and the willingness to go through the initiation.
What do you mean? Like a ceremony?
It's hardly a ceremony. The most common initiation is called a jumping in, where the new member gets a severe beating from the veterans. It can get pretty bloody. Sometimes a new member may be required to complete a mission, which is usually to commit some crime. There are gangs that require their members to shoot or even kill someone before they are granted full-fledged membership.
I, for one, am pretty shocked to hear these things. Barnaby, your insight into street gangs has been fascinating. I'd like to discuss what is being done to combat the problem, but it seems we're out of time. I hope you'll accept our invitation to return to our program very soon.
Always a pleasure, Mary.
And until next week, this is Mary Richards saying goodnight from California Community Radio.
Now you will hear the text a second time.
Hello, listeners. This is Mary Richards, and I'm here tonight with LAPD's Barnaby Jones, the city's number one expert on street gangs. Barnaby, welcome to California Community Radio, where we make sure Los Angelinos stay up to date and provide relevant information about a variety of important topics that affect your lives by bringing you short and to-the-point interviews with experts in the field. Good evening, Barnaby.
Good evening, Mary.
So, Barnaby, without delay, let's start with some definitions. Why don't you tell our listeners just what a street gang is?
Sure, Mary. The law enforcement definition of a street gang is a structured, cohesive group of individuals, usually between the ages of 11 and 25, who generally operate under some form of leadership while claiming a territory or turf as their own. Gang members wear distinctive clothing, have special street names and symbols, and commit both organized and spontaneous criminal acts within the community. In the United States, gang membership is on the rise, Mary, and violent crimes perpetrated by gang members are a major problem in large urban areas, such as here in Los Angeles. Gangs are becoming more violent and more sophisticated at the same time, often using computers and other technologies to commit their crimes.
Barnaby, we have all heard about these gangs, and some of our listeners have probably even seen them in action. What makes a person, a kid usually, decide to join a gang?
Of course, we cannot define all of the reasons why a child as young as 11 would want to join what is essentially a band of violent criminals. But sociologists and criminologists have put forward three main reasons to explain why people may turn to gang life. The first is just a simple case of boredom.
Boredom? Do you mean to say that not having anything to do can make you want to be a gang member?
In some cases, yes. We're talking about young people with nothing but time on their hands. That is, kids whose time is not filled by school, hobbies, sports, clubs, and other constructive activities. If a bored young man lives in a neighborhood where there are gangs, he may be tempted to join, just to have something to do. The second major reason is poverty and hopelessness. Sometimes the lure of making a lot of money, even if it's by selling drugs or committing other crimes, is just too great to resist, particularly for someone who's poor. There are places right here in our city where young people are convinced they have no hope of breaking the cycle of poverty they were born into. They know only suffering and see no way out of the life of poverty that their parents and grandparents have experienced. They don't believe that they have any chance of getting a decent education or a decent job, nor do they envision any way to get out of their neighborhoods. They look around, and gangs and crime and drugs are everywhere. In some cases, their own parents are addicts or criminals. They have no money, no family, no hope. A neighborhood gang can provide the money, take the place of the family they don't have, and give them a feeling of belonging.
But not everyone who is poor joins a street gang.
Of course not. And not everyone who is a member of a gang comes from a poor home or a depressed neighborhood. This is important to remember.
What about the third reason?
The third major reason for gang membership is peer pressure. Most gangs recruit teenagers who are at an age when they respond to peer pressure. If a young person lives in a neighborhood where other kids of his age join gangs, he may be worried about losing his friends if he doesn't join up as well.
Overall, how serious would you say America's gang problem is?
I'd have to say extremely serious. The latest statistics provided by the National Youth Gang Action Center reveal that there are over 25,000 gangs nationwide, with a total membership of over 600,000. It's also suggested that these figures may be conservative estimates because police departments and communities tend to underreport their gang problem. The total gang population of the United States may actually be between 850 and 950,000.
Can anyone join a gang?
Pretty much. The one basic requirement is loyalty and the willingness to go through the initiation.
What do you mean? Like a ceremony?
It's hardly a ceremony. The most common initiation is called a jumping in, where the new member gets a severe beating from the veterans. It can get pretty bloody. Sometimes a new member may be required to complete a mission, which is usually to commit some crime. There are gangs that require their members to shoot or even kill someone before they are granted full-fledged membership.
I, for one, am pretty shocked to hear these things. Barnaby, your insight into street gangs has been fascinating. I'd like to discuss what is being done to combat the problem, but it seems we're out of time. I hope you'll accept our invitation to return to our program very soon.
Always a pleasure, Mary.
And until next week, this is Mary Richards saying goodnight from California Community Radio.